welcome to the What Did Jesus Say Movement podcast. I'm your host, Belinda R. Stokes, founder and leader of the What Did Jesus Say Movement.
Our scripture lesson today is found in the New Testament Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 17, verses 17 and 18, and they read thusly. Where there are not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. The title of the sermon today is The Lord Expects Your Thanksgiving. The Lord expects your thanksgiving. Jesus taught on many different topics in the Bible, but he really didn't say too much about giving thanks, but instead, he demonstrated giving of thanks in all four of the Gospels. In Matthew 25, 27, it says, and he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. That is from the last Passover Supper. Jesus gave thanks to his Father for the last Passover Supper. Then in Mark chapter 8, verse 6, it says, and he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the loaves and gave thanks and broke and gave to his disciples to set before them. This is from the passage where the Lord fed the 5,000 plus children and women with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He held them up to the Lord and gave thanks, and God wrought a miracle. Jesus started distributing to the disciples, and it never ran out. In fact, when everyone had eaten, there were 12 baskets left over. Truly, truly a miracle. And then in Luke chapter 10, 21, Jesus says, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hidden these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, it seemed good in thy sight. Well, Jesus is thanking God about the truth of salvation, that he didn't give it to the learned, to the wise, but he gave it to those who were childlike or unlearned. Then in John 11, 41, he says, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And that's from the passage about Lazarus. Lazarus died. Jesus waited 4 days to come see about him, so he died. And when Jesus got there, he was already buried. And so Jesus knew that the Father was going to raise Lazarus from the dead, but he thanked his Father because he wanted the people around to understand that truly he was God the Son and that the Father had sent him. So today we're going to learn a lesson about giving of thanks from the story of the 10 lepers. Now, what does it mean to give thanks? Giving thanks is a form of praise to God. It is expressing an attitude of gratitude. As it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. If I give you a gift, I'm expecting you to say to me or to send me a card saying, thank you. Same thing with God. When God does something for us, he expects us to give thanks unto him. Now, to give you some background on Luke 17, Jesus and his disciples, they are traveling through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Jesus met 10 lepers who stood afar off because the Talmud law considered them unclean. So they had to be at least 300 feet from people. And so the lepers saw Jesus coming. They had heard about his miracles. And because they had to stand afar off, they were shouting loudly, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." I want you to know that these lepers, they were not followers of Jesus, but they heard about Jesus. They heard about his miracle working power. Hallelujah. And they wanted to be healed too. Jesus said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priest." When you study the New Testament, Jesus healed many different ways. We can't put them in a box. Just trust him to do what you ask and leave the method and the process to him. So the lepers obeyed Jesus and they were on their way. They were going to see the priest. And as they were en route, glory, hallelujah, they were all cleansed. Now, when one leper saw that he was healed, he turned back, came back to Jesus, hallelujah, and with a loud voice glorified him, fell down prostrate at his feet, and he gave thanks to the Lord. Jesus asked the question, and he made an observation. He said, "Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger." When the Lord asks you a question, realize he's not looking for information. Jesus is all-knowing. He's omniscient, but he wants us to learn something, to gain some information. And so he asked them, "Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Now, I am sure that those 9 lepers were overjoyed. I can imagine they were jumping up and down. They were happy. They were excited. "I'm clean. I'm clean. I'm clean." I'm sure they had an attitude of gratitude in their hearts for their healing, but they failed to express it to the Lord. Gratitude is a feeling. I feel grateful. You might even feel thanks, but unless you express it, it is not giving of thanks. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." God expects our thanksgiving. Let me say that again. God expects our thanksgiving. If you're watching, I want you to say it too. God expects my thanksgiving. In fact, the Bible commands us 555 times to praise the Lord. And remember, I said to you earlier that giving thanks is a form of praise. Now, giving thanks to the Lord causes the Lord to give you something back. Well, that one leper that gave thanks to the Lord, he received something extra that the 9 didn't give. The 9 did not come back to the Lord to give thanks, to express their thanks. But the one leper did. And as a result, he received wholeness. He was made whole, spirit, soul, and body. In other words, God saved him. God saved him. Now, the word for salvation in the Greek is soteria. Soteria includes seven things. It includes forgiveness of sin. It includes healing, deliverance. It includes guidance, provision, protection, and preservation. Seven things. When God saves us, he does a whole complete job. And so Jesus said to the leper, "Arise, get up, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." In other words, you can go back to your life. You no longer have to live in a leper colony. Go back home so you can be with your family, with your friends, so your neighbors, and you can go back to work. You have been made whole. And so this is what he did. Now, Jesus also said that same expression, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." He also said it to the woman with the issue of blood. She had been bleeding for 12 long years. Jesus healed her, and he told her to arise and, you know, go back to your life. He also said it to the blind man that he healed. And he also said it to the woman with the alabaster box of anointing oil. She anointed Jesus for his burial. Did you not know that faith can be seen? The one leper who came back to glorify and give thanks to Jesus, Jesus saw his faith. How is your faith expressed? Your faith is expressed. Your faith is seen by you doing something. Faith without works is dead. Faith can be seen. The one leper's faith in Jesus was seen because he did something. He came back to Jesus and he worshiped Jesus as his healer, praising God, giving him thanks, and worship brings us additional blessings. When we thank the Lord, we praise him, we get his presence, hallelujah, and all that we need. The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people, and in his presence is the fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. So when we thank and praise the Lord, we get his presence, we get his power, and we get his provision. Everything that we need is, hallelujah, in the presence of the Lord. Luke 17:17-18 says, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger." And the reason the Lord called him a stranger is he was not a follower of Jesus before this, and he was a Samaritan. And so when we give thanks to the Lord, God blesses us with additional blessings. I thank God for my mom. She taught us children to give thanks whenever someone does something for you, because people don't have to do anything for you. And so when I became a Christian, when I became born again, it was easy for me to give thanks to the Lord, because I appreciate, I know, hallelujah, where my help comes from. All of my help comes from the Lord. Ask yourself, am I like the 9, or am I like the one leper who came back and gave thanks and worshiped the Lord? Let's imitate the one leper and follow Jesus' example of always giving thanks to the Father. When we think of the Lord's goodness, how can we not say thank you? Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for everything. The word of wisdom for you today is always give thanks to the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in today. New episodes will be available monthly on the fourth week of the month. Please subscribe so that you will automatically receive each month's episode. Please share this podcast with your family, friends, and church family. And we invite you to like the What Did Jesus Say Facebook page.